So I was pulled over. It was, I guess, Sunday morning at approximately 3 a.m.
Okay.
I was on my way to St. John West Shore Hospital. My son's in Rainbows.
Okay.
He's only 8 days old. He has RSV and stuff, so it's serious, you know. Uh-huh. And I was pulled over for a minor misdemeanor traffic violation. I guess I didn't stop fully at the stop sign, whatever. And, you know, I've been pulled over a lot in my life. I've had a lot of police involvement. Never have I ever had a situation regarding a simple traffic violation result in the officer forcing me to put my hands on the steering wheel. Mind you, I'd already taken the cognitive steps, rolled down all my windows, so there was perfect visibility. And this is on Facebook Live. And he forced me to put my hands on the steering wheel, and then he unholstered his gun on me. Okay? Why? Is that typical Sheffield Lake Police Department policy to have my hands on the steering wheel, which is okay, fine. You want to see my hands for visibility, although I've already rolled down the windows, and now you're unholstering your gun on me.
Unholstering me? He
unclipped it and pulled it out.
Okay.
As my hands are on the steering wheel.
He pointed at you?
He didn't point it at me, but he pulled it out of his holster. So my question is, why would that happen during...
Well, I don't know. Without asking him and getting both your sides of the story, I can't answer why he did what he did. You know, if he felt that something was presently possibly a danger to him...
Right.
I don't know that without asking him.
I mean, you guys run police, you guys run plates, you run checks before you probably, you know, approach the vehicle, I would think.
Not normally.
No, okay, no, but no. At the end of the day, the windows were rolled down. It's not like I was leaving in the middle of a drug traffic or a felony of event taking place. I'm doing nothing but going out of the hospital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was a beyond stressful event. I mean, as a normal citizen, I've never had a situation like that.
Yeah, without asking him why, what he felt was the issue there, you know, if he thought he saw you reach for something before he pulled you over, or while he was pulling you over, if you were moving around, or the vehicle fit the description of something else that happened during the night, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But without asking him why he did what he did, there's no way I could answer your questions right now.
So it is possible policy, though, to pull out unholster weapons on people for unrelated offenses, not having... I mean, that's just... In my opinion, I feel like that's a little excessive, because, like I said, I've been pulled over numerous times in life. Okay. Numerous times. And I've never had that happen.
Right. Again, you know, every officer knows what his handgun is for, okay?
Right.
It's to...
Protect, yeah.
Himself.
Sure.
Or others. So like I say, you know, use of force, there we have use of force policies. Our specific use of force policy here is one of few in Ohio that's been approved by the governor's office. We have an accreditation for it. So our use of force policy is one of the best in the state, so says the governor, and it explains when you can use your handgun.
Right.
There is no such policy that says you can't have it 3 inches out of the holster to, you know, be more accessible to you, okay? That's no different than moving your winter coat out of the way to make it more. There's no policy that says you can't move your coat out of the way, or your handgun, or your nightstick, or your pepper spray, or you can't unclip that holster because the holster has 3 retention devices on it. And to bypass those retention devices because you feel something may be happening here, this car fits the description of a robbery, this guy fits the description of a guy we got a warrant for felonies, whatever, without asking him what he felt at that specific moment, I can't answer your question.
I mean, I understand the whole feelings, but there seems to be a problem where people's feelings are getting involved all across the board anymore. You can't go off feelings. You have to go off what you know. So when you know you're pulling me over from not going past...
Wait a minute. Now, don't get this wrong, but how long have you been a police officer expert?
Oh, I've been an expert since I started getting in trouble when I was like 15. And like I said, I've had a huge exposure to police. And I've never had the gun.
I've been here 30 years.
No, I know. Okay. You're the captain.
I've been here 30. I'm a chief.
You're the chief. Yeah,
I've been
you're
here
the boss.
30 years.
Right.
I'd be willing to bet, and if you're recording me right now, God bless you.
I put you in my pocket.
I bet you I know more about policies and laws and use of force issues than you do.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So you're wrong.
No, I'm not
about feelings.
I'm not arguing with you about policies and force.
But I don't need school from you.
I'm not trying to school you.
You got a complaint. You put it in writing and I'll investigate it.
Okay, but I'm not trying to school you. I'm not trying
well, yeah,
I'm not
are.
Trying
you're,
to belittle
you're telling
you
me that in this day and age feelings are more It's all about the officer.
But I mean, perception. If you get pulled over for a minor traffic violation, you know you're doing nothing wrong.
You weren't listening to me when I told you. Do we know that your car don't fit the description of something that just happened recently? Do you fit the description of somebody we got felony warrants for? And actually, you do. And I'm thinking, really? Of a specific person, yeah, who's threatened to kill his mother recently.
Wow.
Did the officer think that you might have been a furtive movement while he was behind you? Who knows what the situation is, okay?
Right.
So without asking him what his perception of what was happening at that very moment, and you know what? If he tells me that he didn't point the gun at you, so you weren't in danger, okay? You were in no more danger than if that gun stayed in that holster. And if he chose, because it was 3 o'clock in the morning, just for his extra added benefit of safety, to have it unsnapped and partially removed from the holster till he made sure everything was a static situation, okay? Hmm. He committed no offense, regardless of whether you think he did or not. If he wants to take the gun,
it's a risky situation.
It's not a risky situation.
I rolled my windows down prior to getting pulled over. I left my car on, off. I left my lights on. I put my flashers on. He could see me walking up to the vehicle. Mm-hmm. All four windows are completely rolled down.
Came in here and told me he pointed a gun at you, okay, then I'd be a little bit concerned about his actions, and he better really justify, because pointing a gun at someone is escalated on the use of force continuum that we have in our policy. Okay, so he would have to justify in a report and in a special form we have why he pointed the gun at you, because that is a use of force. To move your coat back out of the way of your gun while you're doing a traffic stop?
That's common sense.
Okay. It's no different than unsnapping and moving it a couple inches up, just to make sure that if you need that at 3 o'clock in the morning, you don't know what you got yet, okay? Just to make sure everything's okay. When I see this guy's cooperative, it's cool, he doesn't fit the description of something else that happened, let me run his plate, make sure it's not a stolen car, then I put it back and snap it. You weren't in danger. That cop didn't point his gun at you. The cop that stopped you has been here 25 years. He's a professional. You weren't in danger because he unsnapped his holster. Any more danger than anybody else is when he takes his gun out at night when he gets home and puts it in his safe. There's no danger. He's a professional with the equipment he had. And if all he did was unsnap and pull it up a little bit, you have no complaint.
I'm not saying I was in danger, not by any means. But, for example, people go through things in life, stressful moments. They're going through divorces, whatever. My situation, I'm stressed out to the fullest. First-time father. My son is, at the time he gets sick, 5 days old. He's in Rainbow's Hospital on oxygen. He's on all types of leads monitoring him. It's very serious flu season this year. I'm stressed out. I'm trying to get to the hospital because things are changing. I just dropped my mom off. She flew from Florida. I got a whole bunch of stuff going on, okay? Mm-hmm. When I get pulled over, I roll down my window. This is just not, in my mind... You get pulled over. If they didn't run the plates already, I can understand that. But if you did run the plates, which you may have, may not, it comes back as clear, validated. The windows are rolled down. He asks me to put my hands on the steering wheel. I comply. I do that. His gun is not yet out of the holster. I've already spoken to him. This is all on recording. I've spoken to him for 45 seconds. Please put your hands on the steering wheel. Okay. I'm kind of calm at that point. Never had that happen before. I put my hands on the steering wheel. That's when he then unholsters the weapon and pulls it out of the holster. And then he tells me, go get your license. I'm like, holy crap. I ask him nice and politely, do I have permission? Are you sure to get my wallet, which is in my coat? I go in my wallet. He pulls it up a couple more inches. That is the most stressful situation of all time because you see videos where people are getting shot for going into their coat. Oh, I thought he moved too fast. I'm already stressed out. It's late at night, like you said. I don't need this. He doesn't need this. It might be stressful for him. I don't have the gun. I'm a normal person that's driving to go see my son. That's stressful.
What do you want me to do here?
At the end of the day, I've never had it happen. That's why I actually took the time to drive up here today. Mm-hmm. Because I think that could possibly not solve problems, but cause problems.
Okay. So what do you want me to do here?
Well, I don't know what I want you to do. I just was bringing it to your attention because I asked, like I asked in the beginning, is if this is common policy, which according to you it is, for their safety and defensive purposes. I understand that. But I don't think that normal people...
3 o'clock in the morning.
It doesn't matter. Some people might work a graveyard shift. They could work 6 to 6.
3 o'clock in the morning, most cops I know, when they stop the car, and you don't even know it, okay, have their holster behind their leg, have their gun behind their leg in their hand while they're talking to you. And that's most of the time, because I'm going home to my little baby who was just born, and my wife, okay? I'm not going to, and on the same
Congratulations.
Token, on the same token, you know, all the people you think that are getting shot by cops that shouldn't, a lot of cops are getting shot that shouldn't.
I agree to that too, 100%.
If that cop walked up to his to your car, and most do, and you don't even know it because you're not seeing it because they keep their strong side turned away from you, the gun is already out and it's down behind his leg like this, okay? And if he would have done that, he still wouldn't have done anything. There's no use of force until he points that gun at you. So you have no complaint here as far as I'm concerned. If you want to put it in writing, then we'll put it in writing.
I mean, but putting it in writing does nothing. The you know, Kasich is on you guys' side, and you guys have been approved as one of the best pro bona fide you know, policies around.
The guy did nothing wrong.
I'm not saying that he necessarily did, but I'm saying when someone gets pulled over, it doesn't matter. It could have been an 80-year-old woman, 60, 50-year-old man. At the end of the day, I don't think that there should be that needed stress. There's a stressor, you know, people have stressor levels in life. I'm already at the highest point of stress. Now I got this. I could have a nervous breakdown.
Why were you stopped by that officer?
Because I didn't completely stop. First off, they had some type of crappy construction going on Colorado. So I got waved down. I got waved down a random road I've never been down. Because, you know, Colorado had some stuff going on in the middle of the night. I got waved down some random road I've never been down. It's dark. I'm rushing to get to the hospital. Now my GPS tells me I'm 20 minutes further away. So maybe he says I didn't stop completely. I agree to that.
I'm going
to
be blunt with you. Your complaint is so unfounded. It's almost to the point of ridiculousness.
Really?
Yeah.
To the point of ridiculousness?
Pretty close.
Why?
Because it just is. It is. Okay? The officer didn't point a gun at you. He didn't put his hands on you. He didn't have you proned out on the ground over a traffic stop.
No.
He did nothing other than make himself ready to defend himself, which, you know, it's better than a cop who's got a French fry stuck in his holster and his gun wouldn't work on his best day. He was prepared to defend
prepared for the
himself
worst.
At 3
Correct.
O'clock in the morning. Your complaint, I'm just going to be honest with you, is and we are being recorded, your complaint is unjustified to the point of almost being silly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit down and waste any more time. I came up here just to say, hey, you know, I didn't know if that was policy. I've never had that happen. That's
I run a strip shop here. If my guys mess up, they get letters of reprimand. One got demoted the other day for some continuous actions. Okay,
sure.
I don't put up with any crap here. But your complaint is close to being silly.
So it's policy to get people's hands on the steering wheels and guns pulling out the holster in Sheffield Lake. That's policy.
Nope, that's not what I said. Not even close.
But it's okay
to
if they
I
do
said.
That, though, because they're going to assume the worst.
If he had you put your hands on the steering wheel, of course that's okay.
I'm not saying that isn't, but then you have
he
that
controls
culminated.
That traffic stuff.
If I don't comply, then you would take it to the next level.
No, you don't dictate that.
No, I don't. I know I don't. I know where my place is in life. When it
he
comes
controls
to
that traffic stuff, not the driver of the car.
Right. I'm just wondering if that's, I mean, that should have not, I don't think the gun should have came out the holster, like I said.
Well,
maybe they hide it behind
you didn't tell me it came out of the holster. And like I told you, if it did,
he didn't point it at me,
point
it
came
out
you,
the holster.
If it did and he didn't point it at you, there's no use of force, okay? It doesn't go on the use of force scale until he points that gun at you.
Okay.
So you got no complaint.